Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And we're going to start off today looking at some of the music events occurring, the free concerts around town. And here are a few outdoor concert series getting ready to start, or some have already started. We're going to begin with the Oak City 7 in downtown Raleigh. All of the shows take place in City Plaza starting at 5:30 p.m. In addition to local bands, there are plenty of food trucks and local beer is available for purchase. The bands are still being finalized, but shows take place on alternate Thursdays starting May 29th and they run through August 21st. Pickin' in the Plaza in downtown Raleigh, this is a new bluegrass concert series in City Plaza designed to complement Oak City 7. The shows are on alternate Thursdays from June 5th through August 28th, and they run 5 to 10:30 p.m. Live Oak City set, like Oak City 7, there will be food trucks and local beer. The Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills, this popular series is always a good time if you like to dance or just hang out with friends. The shows are on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 on the Commons. The series runs through August 14th. In Durham, you've got the Find Your Cool Summer Concert Series. These free concerts in downtown's CCB Plaza run every Thursday through Thursday, August 7th. The music starts at 7 p.m. Music on the Main is at the Streets of South Point. Shoppers can enjoy live music every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Cinema Circle stage. Event planners have announced the lineup through May, but the series continues into October. The Back Porch Music on the Lawn. Check out music at the American Tobacco Amphitheater on Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m., and that's starting soon on May 15th. In Chapel Hill, Fridays on the Front Porch at the Carolina Inn. Every Friday to the beginning of October, enjoy some of the best live music around on the Carolina Inn's porch. It's free to hang out and listen, plus the kitchen offers seasonal picnic offerings. Around the Triangle, you've got Downtown Sounds in Garner. Previously, Music Off Main, Downtown Garner's music series, is back again. Shows are from 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursdays on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center. This is a shorter series with two shows in May and two shows in June. The Clayton Town Square Concert Series. These concerts are on the third Thursday of every month from May to September. They take place at the Town Square from 7 to 9 p.m. Head out early to grab some dinner at local restaurants offering pre-concert deals. Six Sundays in Spring in Wake Forest. This is held at the E. Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater on Sundays from 5 to 7 in Wake Forest. There will be plenty of fun for the family and different food and drinks. The series runs through June 1st. Last Friday's music series in Hillsboro, along with plenty of art and activities in historic downtown Hillsboro, you can enjoy free music on the lawn outside the courthouse. Concerts are on the last Friday of every month through September, starting at 6:30 p.m. And Bluegrass in the Village is in Goldsboro. The North Carolina Bluegrass Association is hosting these free concerts at Waynesboro Historical Village. They take place on the first Saturday of the month through October. The Pinecone Music Series. Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, works to bring traditional music, dance, and other folk performing arts to the area. They are co-hosting several free concerts this summer, in addition to Pickin' in the Plaza and some other shows in the area. in Cary on Saturday, May 10th. It's MIPSO at Sertoma Amphitheater. On Saturday, June 14th, South Carolina Broadcasters at Sertoma Amphitheater. On Friday, June 27th, the Church Sisters at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. New this year from Pinecone is the Midtown Bluegrass Series, Sunday Ramble in the Park at North Hills' new Midtown Park Amphitheater. Shows are on the third Sunday of every month from May to October. The concerts are at 5 p.m., but get there early with your instruments for a pre-concert bluegrass jam. And other fun music series are in the works, listen up as we freshen the listing every week. Cary's 7,000-capacity booth amphitheater has plenty going on, anchored once again by the North Carolina Symphony's nine-event Summerfest. The symphony will also be at booth to back up operatic pop singer Josh Groban on August 16th. Other highlights include the Willie Nelson, Alison Krauss double bill on May 19th, Surfer Dude Jack Johnson May 21st, and Country Youngsters the band Perry on July 13th. Booth is also doing its Hobnob Jazz series on the back deck again with local jazz acts on Wednesdays. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, six shows are on the schedule so far, highlighted by a Loudon Wainwright III Iris Dement double bill on July 12, and the pairing of R&B singer Lisa Fisher with the acclaimed documentary 20 Feet from Stardom on July 26. They expect 8 to 10 shows by the end of the season. And Raleigh's North Hills District is expanding its offerings this year with Midtown Park, a new amphitheater space. The amphitheater will also have a Pinecone-sponsored Sunday Ramble in the Park Bluegrass Series and a Friday Night Tribute Series. The retail area's Commons will again have its Midtown Beach Music Series Thursday evenings through mid-August. Some events coming up soon at the Duke Energy Center for Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. Through May 11th, North Carolina Theater presents Driving Miss Daisy at the Fletcher Opera Theater, the charming, heartwarming tale of an unlikely life-changing friendship between an elderly Southern Jewish matriarch, Daisy, and her chauffeur. North Carolina Theater is proud to bring this poignantly told, sparklingly funny story to the Raleigh stage. For more details, call 919-996-8700. Coming up here shortly on May 7th at Memorial Auditorium is Alice in Chains with special guest Monster Truck. The performance is set for 7:30. Again, that's on May 7th. May 8th through the 11th, Sid the Science Kid. This Broadway Series South event is part of the Storybook Theater Series and benefits the Marbles Kids Museum. Come join Sid the Science Kid and all his pals in this super-duper, ooper-schmooper live show. Sid, Gabriella, Gerald, and May invite you and your family to join them as they take an incredible journey through the five senses, sight, sound, taste, smell, and touch, and discover that there's a very special super-duper sixth sense. The performance runs about 70 minutes with a 10-minute intermission. Kids 12 months and older require a ticket, which range in price from $14 to $37. Again, that is May 8th through the 11th at Memorial Auditorium. For more information, call 919-996-8700. May 9th and 10th is Grant conducts Mailer from the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. This event takes place in Mamandi Concert Hall, again, May 9th and 10th. Wanting a few laughs? There's Charlie Goodnights in Raleigh, and every Tuesday they have Factory Open Mic. That's at 8 o'clock downstairs in the factory, also known as the Old Bar. Entry is free if purchasing dinner, otherwise it's only $5. If you're interested in performing on open mic night, you can sign up in person the night of the show. Call for tickets at 919-828-LAFF. That's L-A-F-F or 5233. Good Nights is located at 861 West Morgan Street in Raleigh. And here are some future comedians scheduled to appear at Good Nights. It's Eliza Schlesinger will be on stage May 8th through the 10th. Eliza's past TV credits include her own half-hour special on Comedy Central Presents, as well as NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Comedy Central's Live at Gotham, E! Network's Chelsea Lately, The Soup, NBC's Last Call with Carson Daly, Showtime's Pauly Shore and Friends, Showtime's Bridging the Gap Comedy Festival, and she is featured in the comedy documentary I Am Comic. Her live stand-up resume also includes performing at the coveted Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. Again, that's Eliza Schlesinger, May 8th through the 10th at Charlie Goodnight's. May 15th through the 17th, it's Dave Attell. Dave was named one of the 25 funniest people in America by Entertainment Weekly magazine. His caustic wit, rapid-fire delivery, and his choice of material that can be best described as very adult has earned him the reputation as a comics comic. Later in May, it's Tim Meadows and John Doerr. On the schedule in June so far, Greg Fitzsimmons and Damon Wayans. Artsplosure, the Raleigh Arts Festival, is coming up very soon. It is set for Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th. It's in Moore Square Park in downtown Raleigh. Artsplosure is a free outdoor two-day annual celebration of the arts. And it packs quite a few people into Moore Square. 60,000 attendees are expected. The fourth annual Southeast Crab Fest, or Feast, is coming up on Saturday, June 14th. That's from 4 to 7 p.m. in Pullen Park in Raleigh. This event offers the low country heritage of outdoor cooking of fresh seafood. This all-you-can-eat extravaganza will offer fresh, out-of-the-ocean blue crabs, low-country boil, which is shrimp, potatoes, corn, and beef sausage, music, and family fun environment. Early bird tickets are $20, general tickets are $29, and tickets for kids ages 4 to 12 are $12.50. You can get some more information by calling area code 980-202-1142. Kim Lenz and the Jaguars, that's Monday, May 12th at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh. Flame-haired keeper of the Rockabilly Flame, Kim Lenz comes into her own on her long-awaited third album, It's All True. The sound is as vintage and pure as it's always been, seemingly recorded into a single ribbon microphone in complete takes, with the Jaguars ripping up behind her gutsy vocals. Price is $8 online, $10 at the door. Again, that's Monday, May 12th. More information, 919-821-1120. Neon Tree, Saturday, May 24th at 8 o'clock at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh, with Nightmare and The Cat in Small Pools. Neon Trees from Provo, Utah are Tyler Glenn, Chris Allen, Elaine Bradley, and Brandon Campbell. They honed their new wave-tinged sound locally before being chosen to open for The Killers in 2008. Shortly after, they signed to Mercury Records and released Habits, which spawned the platinum-selling breakthrough single Animal. The track peaked at number one on Billboard's Alternative Songs chart, number two on the Rock Songs chart, and was featured on Glee. That's at the Lincoln Theater at 126 East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. More information can be obtained at 919-821-4111. Got an evening with Woodward and Bernstein coming up on Thursday, May 15th at 7 p.m. This is at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Welcome the two Pulitzer Prize winners, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, who broke a story about the Watergate break-in and helped bring about the downfall of President Richard Nixon. David Crabtree, award-winning anchor reporter for WRAL-TV, will moderate that evening. Again, that's at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on East South Street in Raleigh. More information, 919-831-6060. The price for tickets range from $35 to $75. Age suitability is 18 and up. The Got to Be NC Festival is coming up the middle of the month, May 16th, at the State Fairgrounds. Celebrate North Carolina's farm bounty at the Got to Be NC Festival, blending the largest assembly of antique farm equipment in the state with a full carnival with games, rides, and great food. Free gate admission and parking, classic car show, is Friday. Harley rally on Saturday, tractor parades daily, big cart bluegrass band contest Saturday, draft horse pull Friday night, tractor pulls on Saturday, and so much more. About 95,000 people attend. Celebrate Fuquay Verena Festival is coming up on Saturday, June 7th from 10 to 4 in downtown Fuquay Verena. Live entertainment, 5K run, children's activities, classic cars, fabulous food, and craft show. The Celebrate Fuquay Verena Festival is free, family fun in true Fuquay Verena style. You can check them out on the internet at www.celebratefv.com. Kerry Marshall is with Jazz and Blues on Thursday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Pittsboro Roadhouse and General Store in Pittsboro. Emotive vocals and acoustic piano laced with jazz and blues. Cher will be in town on Wednesday, May 7th, with special guest stars Cyndi Lauper. And the last I checked, which was yesterday, they still had a few seats left. The concert again is Wednesday, May 7th at PNC Arena in Raleigh. The tickets can be purchased online or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Tickets prices range from $25.50 to $105.50. if the tickets are still available. Also at PNC Arena, this coming up May 30th, 31st, and June 1st, Sesame Street Live. Children 1 year and up are required to have a ticket. There is an opening night discount. Most seats are $12. Tickets can be purchased online at the PNCArena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Bruno Mars and Katy Perry have concert dates scheduled at PNC Arena in June. Moving over to the Durham Performing Arts Center on Vivian Street in Durham, Ladisi, the Truth Tour, with special guest Robert Glasper Experience. That is coming up next week on May 6th. Powerhouse songstress with Grammy-winning fusion band. Purchase online via Ticketmaster for a free download of Ladisi's album, The Truth. Grammy-nominated powerhouse Ladisi hit the road this spring on a 30-city tour titled after her current album, The Truth. The tour, which has partnered with Essence as a media partner, will stop in major markets across the U.S. and Canada, including the D-PAC, on the 6th. While on tour, Ladisi will perform her new single, I Blame You. Today calls it a breezy, smooth rush of pop soul nostalgia. Again, that's Ladisi, the Truth Tour, with special guest Robert Glasper Experience. That's coming up next week on May 6th. May 9th at the Durham Performing Arts Center, it's Britt Floyd, the Discovery World Tour 2014. celebrating the music of David Gilmour, Roger Waters, Rick Wright, Nick Mason, and Syd Barrett. Having performed to over 500,000 fans around the world since his first show in Liverpool, England in January 2011, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show, Brit Floyd, returns to North America to present Discovery, a stunning new 3-hour chronological journey spanning the entire recording career of Pink Floyd from 1967 to 1994. Featuring the trademark Pink Floyd Arch and Circle Light Show, Brit Floyd's musical performance will also be accompanied by amazing original video and brand new animation, inspired by the timelessly brilliant artwork designs of longtime Pink Floyd collaborator Storm Thorgerson. Once again, that's Brit Floyd, the Discovery World Tour 2014, May 9th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. More information, 919-680-2787. Coming up on May 10th, Brian Regan. The critics and peers agree Brian Regan has distinguished himself as one of the premier comedians in the country. The perfect balance of sophisticated writing and physicality, Brian fills theaters nationwide with fervent fans that span generations. With his first appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman in 1995, Brian solidified his place on the show, and in 2012 he made his 25th appearance, the most of any comedian on the CBS show. Brian has starred in 2-hour-long Comedy Central specials and released 3 DVDs and 2 CDs. His nonstop theater tour has visited more than 80 cities each year since 2005. Again, that's Brian Regan, May 10th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is coming to the Durham Performing Arts Center May 13th through the 18th. A brilliant celebration of words, music, and color, says the Sunday Times, starring Diana DeGarmo as the narrator and Ace Young as Joseph. One of the most enduring shows of all time, Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, is the irresistible family musical about the trials and triumphs of Joseph, Israel's favorite son. Retelling the biblical story of Joseph, his 11 brothers, and the coat of many colors, this magical musical is full of unforgettable songs, including Those Canaan Days, Any Dream Will Do, and Close Every Door to Me. Once again, that's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, May 13th through the 18th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. More information is available at 919-680-2787. Jaheim, with special guest Estelle, is performing May 11th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. R&B vocalist Jaheim is coming to Deepak Sunday, May 11th. Celebrate Mother's Day with soulful superstar Jaheim live in concert. With his smooth, sonorous tone, Jaheim is the forerunner and torch carrier of today's soul-originated R&B. Jaheim released 3 albums over 5 years, his 2001 debut Ghetto Love, 2002 sophomore set Still Ghetto, both of which reached RIAA Platinum status, and 2006 Ghetto Classics. During that time, he also scored nominations for the BET and Soul Train Music Awards. Once again, that concert coming up May 11th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Okay, let's give you a rundown of the Walnut Creek and Red Hat Amphitheaters coming up for May and June. At Walnut Creek Amphitheater, May 10th, next week, it's Dierks Bentley with Chris Young and Chase Rice. It is the Riser Tour 2014. May 29th at Walnut Creek, Journey and the Steve Miller Band. On June 7th and 8th, it's Luke Bryan with Lee Bryce and Cole Swindell. That's My Kind of Night Tour 2014. And June 22nd at Walnut Creek, Tim McGraw with Kip Moore and Cassady Pope. That is the Sundown Heaven Town Tour of 2014. Walnut Creek is located at 3801 Rock Quarry Road in Raleigh. The phone number is 919-831-6400. And we'll update the schedule as more acts are signed to perform. Here are some of the events coming to the Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. May 17th, it's George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Tickets start at $10. June 3rd, it's Il Divo. June 5th and 6th, Widespread Panic with Galactic. June 12th, Vampire Weekend with Cult. June 25th, Counting Crows with Toad the Wet Sprocket. June 28th, Love and Soul with Norman Brown and Jonathan Butler. June 29th is Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and Rick Springfield. The Red Hat Amphitheater is at 500 South McDowell Street in downtown Raleigh. For more information, call 919-996-8800. Now that we've moved into the month of May, please keep in mind that Monday, May 26th is Memorial Day, the national holiday to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. Little history, Memorial Day, or Decoration Day as it used to be known, started to remember Civil War dead, but after World War I, the day expanded to honor those who have died in all of America's wars. In 1971, Memorial Day became a national holiday by an act of Congress. It is now celebrated on the last Monday in May. On Memorial Day, the flag of the United States is raised briskly at the top of the staff and then solemnly lowered to the half-staff position, where it remains only until noon. It is then raised to full staff for the remainder of the day. The half-staff position remembers the more than 1 million men and women who gave their lives in service of their country. At noon, their memory is raised by the living, who resolve not to let their sacrifice be in vain, but to rise up in their stead and continue the fight for liberty and justice for all. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.